Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an interview with a woman called Amy Rowntree, who works as a fashion designer. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is Amy Rowntree, who's a fashion designer. Amy, when did you decide you wanted a career in fashion?
Well, I started experimenting with the clothes I wore myself while I was still at school. It wasn't until I left school and worked as an assistant in a big store, though, that I knew I wanted a career in fashion. It was after that I got involved in running fashion shows.
So what skills does a fashion designer need?
Well, you need to know how to turn your first idea into clothes that are ready for someone to wear. It's useful to know about materials like wool and cotton. The essential thing, though, is a knowledge of the techniques used in creating clothes. You also have to be patient, especially at the start of your career.
What do you find most enjoyable about working in fashion?
It's pleasing to see an idea come to life when you see the clothes in a show. It's also great to go from being completely unknown to fashion stores knowing exactly who you are when you ring up. That's the best thing about it for me. It's hard work selling my designs, but it's good to earn money doing something you love.
And what about the current fashion scene?
I feel that the main aim now is to make clothes easy for people to wear. I understand that's important. And actually, sports clothes are what make the most money for the fashion industry. But I think you need to design really beautiful clothes too. I'd like to see more of fashion as a kind of art.
Do you find it easy to think of new designs?
Oh, yes. I get ideas all the time. And I draw them so that I don't forget them. And I take photos too. I often get my ideas from things I see when I'm out in streets and parks. I don't get many ideas from clothes in museums, although I know other designers do.
And are you working on any new projects at the moment?
Well, my big ambition is to put on a fashion show in New York, but no luck yet. I've been asked to design the clothes for a film, though, so I'm working on that. It'll be out next summer. And I'm talking with a big store in London about the possibility of doing a special range of suits for men.
Really? That's absolutely...
Now listen again.
My guest today is Amy Rowntree, who's a fashion designer. Amy, when did you decide you wanted a career in fashion?
Well, I started experimenting with the clothes I wore myself while I was still at school. It wasn't until I left school and worked as an assistant in a big store, though, that I knew I wanted a career in fashion. It was after that I got involved in running fashion shows.
So what skills does a fashion designer need?
Well, you need to know how to turn your first idea into clothes that are ready for someone to wear. It's useful to know about materials like wool and cotton. The essential thing, though, is a knowledge of the techniques used in creating clothes. You also have to be patient, especially at the start of your career.
What do you find most enjoyable about working in fashion?
It's pleasing to see an idea come to life when you see the clothes in a show. It's also great to go from being completely unknown to fashion stores knowing exactly who you are when you ring up. That's the best thing about it for me. It's hard work selling my designs, but it's good to earn money doing something you love.
And what about the current fashion scene?
I feel that the main aim now is to make clothes easy for people to wear. I understand that's important. Mm. And actually, sports clothes are what make the most money for the fashion industry.
Mm.
But I think you need to design really beautiful clothes too. I'd like to see more of fashion as a kind of art.
Hmm. Do you find it easy to think of new designs?
Oh, yes. I get ideas all the time. And I draw them so that I don't forget them. And I take photos too. I often get my ideas from things I see when I'm out in streets and parks. I don't get many ideas from clothes in museums, although I know other designers do.
And are you working on any new projects at the moment?
Well, my big ambition is to put on a fashion show in New York, but no luck yet.
Mm.
I've been asked to design the clothes for a film, though, so I'm working on that.
Mm.
It'll be out next summer. And I'm talking with a big store in London about the possibility of doing a special range of suits for men.
Really? That's absolutely...
That is the end of part two.